This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Big news coming out of Washington. Lori Lewis joins us right from the get-go from Washington, Talk Media News. Lori, so Michael Flynn no longer part of the Trump brigade. What happened there?
Yeah, that's right. So Michael Flynn, the National Security Advisor, has officially resigned from his role. So what happened there was that before Trump was inaugurated and after the election actually took place somewhere in December, Flynn spoke with the ambassador, the Russian ambassador, and during this phone conversation, the two men discussed sanctions that President Barack Obama's outgoing administration had placed on Russia that had to do with meddling in the 2016 election, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And then as conversations went on, Flynn was asked about this conversation he had with the Russian ambassador, and he told Mike Pence, as well as others within the administration, that sanctions were not part of those conversations. He said they had to do with pleasantries and holiday celebrations. So what this comes down to, it seems, is a admission within the Trump administration that Flynn lied to Vice President Mike Pence and also then caused him to actually say later on TV that sanctions didn't come up during that conversation.
Wow. And then the White House, of course, saying the White House was warned that Flynn could be blackmailed by Russia?
Yeah, that's right. So the logic behind that is that, right, Mike Flynn lied to the administration about the nature of this conversation, but Russia knew what the nature of this conversation was and had a transcript of that call. My understanding that it's standard for Russian officials to listen in on these phone calls and to wiretap to record them, you know, then to make a transcript. So the idea was that the Russian government could then use this information, knowing that Mike Flynn had lied to Trump administration officials, to then blackmail him.
Wow. And then let's bounce to Trump and pretty boy Trudeau, the man behind Canada. What was the big discussion there?
So the big discussion there was, seems like what mostly came up was trade. They reassured each other that they were going to work together on trade. Something that did come up was this travel ban. But what really came out of that was more like a muted reaction. Trudeau saying he wasn't there to lecture the president, and Trump continuing to defend that travel ban.
Wow. All right. Busy day in Washington, huh?
It's been a busy couple of weeks in Washington.
No kidding. And then you get this story, too, about the labor secretary nominee, Puzder, that he might be in jeopardy. What's the reason for that?
The labor secretary nominee in jeopardy. I'm sorry, I'm going to level with you here. I'm not familiar with that.
So what they're saying is, you mean you don't know every single thing that's happening in Washington? That's shocking.
I know. It's hard to believe. I'm not students at everything. I'm trying.
No, I'm saying it's impossible. So I guess four Republican senators are saying that they're withholding support for the labor sector. To back potentially somebody else, whoever that is. I have no idea, because the president's choice is this fast food executive, so I can't imagine, you know, he's one of the few last cabinet picks to get a confirmation hearings. I guess the big controversy is that part of it is an admission that he employed an undocumented housekeeper. We know that that's taken others down in the past.
That's something.
That could be it.
Something
yeah.
that this man has riled against, and, you know, he's been somebody that's fought against undocumented immigrants and higher pay for, right, fast food workers and so forth, traditional Republican talking points. So I guess hypocrisy being shown.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, here's the most important question, though. What was the buzz over Melissa McCarthy once again doing Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live? Was there any reaction to that?
I think the reaction has mostly been that it was a success. Success in that people enjoyed it. I saw reporting from the Washington Post. I can't say reporting. It was more like in their opinions column that said something like, Spicer goes full McCarthy. And this was them documenting how Sean Spicer has seemed to behave, right, the way McCarthy's character behaves. So I think people are still enjoying the character. And I think there's also some relief that Rosie O'Donnell did not wind up playing Steve Bannon. But I think SNL, if you caught yes. SNL on Saturday, did that very artfully, how they had that segment where two of their female characters, though, try out for the Donald Trump character.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. That was pretty funny, I have to say. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Not the only thing happening in the world, of course, what's going around in Washington, D.C., but a lot of news, as she said, is really been a crazy handful of weeks in Washington, and now this big story with Flynn out, and, you know, Flynn's resignation letter said, I inadvertently briefed the vice president-elect and others with incomplete information, and I sincerely apologize, so he had to step away is pretty much what it is. In the meantime, there still is more reaction to the travel ban lawsuit. A judge rejected the request to delay the travel ban lawsuit. You know, certainly that's the latest. There's no love for the travel ban so far in the courts. The federal district court, Judge James Robart in Seattle, denied that request from the Trump administration to postpone the proceedings in his court over Trump's travel ban. While the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals considers whether to rehear the case before a larger panel of judges. So Robart said, I'm not prepared to slow this down. What this means is that the challenge to the travel ban by the states Washington and Minnesota will precede the merits in front of Robart. So just kind of follow this. You remember Donald Trump said back on February 9th, see you in court, the security of our nation's at stake. So the administration is reviewing options, including rewriting or modifying the executive order, which is a real possibility of doing that to see if it can, if they can figure out a way to make it fit. And that's a possibility. You know, there's always a possibility. There's legalese, loopholes, and ways that you'd be surprised to make things fit. If it doesn't fit, which right now these judges are pretty much saying that, meaning no one's touching it and ruling differently, then they're not going to get the ruling they want. So what could be tweaked? What gets in under the wire? I mean, these are all questions that are swirling about in Washington, D.C., without question. Hey, speaking of swirling about, it's one of the more shocking photos, video that I think I've ever seen. Oh, did you see by chance any of the video of the dam that burst? Oh, brutal, horrifying. Got the details of this dam breaking in California coming up around the bend here with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, hey, everybody, on America Tonight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Country. I said, speaking of doing that, in California, as we move from Washington, D.C., to what's shaking in California, it's not an earthquake, but it was a seismic reaction to a hole in a dam. You know, it's like the last thing that you think of everything that can possibly happen with flooding and mudslides and fires and just disastrous types of wicked curveballs from Mother Nature and man-made problems, one thing, and it makes sense. You just don't think of the wear and tear necessarily, unless you're an engineer, on the face of a dam. And looking at that dam breaking, the evacuations in California, and the spillway releasing this wall of water, wow. I mean, thousands watching it was crazy. Crazy. I mean, 188,000 people evacuated from towns surrounding this Northern California Oroville Dam. And they feel optimistic that the threat of flooding isn't as bad as they thought. But they still have to keep that mandatory evac in place because of the erosion that led to this problem with the dams. So they shut down stores, shelters opened up, police manned the roadblocks, evacuees waited in traffic trying to escape the low-lying areas, gas stations were overwhelmed. You know, really by Monday afternoon, most of the pumps at a bunch of gas stations had yellow tape across them. They were out of gas. Governor Jerry Brown talked about local and state and civil folks and saying that it was just great cooperation and the flood infrastructure is being defended. They're talking about more scrutiny as migration efforts continue, is what they call it. And things can fall, whether it's levees or dams or bridges, is what Jerry Brown is saying. The governor, he said, we're doing everything we can to get this dam in shape so evacuees can return and live safely without fear. It is a crazy deal to see the hole in the dam and the damage that it's caused. And crews worked diligently to restore water levels and to repair the dam controls before the rains are coming later in the week, because then imagine how chaotic that becomes. The answer is, of course it does. Wednesday, rain is forecast. They're trying to get ahead of this before it gets out of control. Oroville Dam is the country's tallest, period, in the United States. The spillway that's eroding had never been used before in 48 years of its existence. And that area has been a drought problem until this year when heavy rain and snow bombarded the state and particularly that area. The average annual rainfall is about 31 inches. Wow. 31 inches. So still scrambling there. It's not 100% safe, but there were concerns. You know, they talked about the spillway erosion. They talked about it 10 years ago. See, that's what's the worst. When you find out, oh, yes, listen, this was brought up in county and supervisor meetings, and we've talked about it before, but nothing was ever done. And then you narrowly avert what could be a catastrophe by, in a way, pure luck. Who is monitoring the situation? And the answer is they were monitoring the situation. But then when you bring it up and the panic subsides, you say to yourself, oh, well, I've come here, I've spoken, I keep talking about the dangers, but nothing happens, so I'm out of this conversation. And I think that's often what happens when people raise concerns and somebody else thinks, oh, are you kidding me? What, do we have to rip up a dam? How are we going to do this? And it's all about the, ooh, that'll be a pain, and how do we do it? And instead, it becomes almost a complete tragedy if it had flooded. But it didn't. You know, the water came racing down, but the kind of flood they could have gotten, we didn't get. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And, of course, coming up, we will go back to the bizarreness that is Washington, D.C. Rest assured, as I said, you know, we like to bop around in a couple of different directions. And certainly the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, resigning is a huge, huge story. And then Trump and the push to reinstate the travel ban by any court that will hear it so far has been very, very unsuccessful in his attempts. He has been unsuccessful. Lance Armstrong didn't get what he wanted from a federal judge. The federal government's $100 million lawsuit against Lance Armstrong moves forward to trial after a federal judge denied his request to throw the case out of court. The decision by the U.S. District Judge is a huge blow to Armstrong, who had asked for this thing to be dismissed and dismissed the case with a summary judgment ruling. instead, a surprise to some, maybe, the decision was Armstrong, on behalf of the U.S. Postal Service, we're going after you and we're seeking nearly $100 million in damages. So they look at it this way. The Postal Service paid $32.3 million to sponsor Armstrong's cycling team from 2000 to 2004. They said they wouldn't have paid it if they'd known the team was violating its sponsorship contract by using banned drugs and blood transfusions to cheat in the races. So that's their what they're putting out there. The court concluded that the monetary amounts of the benefits that USPS received is not sufficiently quantifiable to keep any reasonable juror from finding that the agency suffered a net loss on sponsorship. And remember, Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in 2013 after a decade of false denials. So that's where we stand with that. Boy, didn't that seem like we were talking about that forever? And there's new documentaries out on that whole story and on Lance Armstrong. So that the furor over that hasn't gone down, especially when it comes to regular Joes, you know, regular people who remember it oh so well. Wasn't that long ago. In fact, it seems like it was, you know, just around the corner. By the way, I got an estimate in from my friend, Ann, who says 20% of the dams in populated areas don't have an emergency plan. I just read that statistic, Kate. I thought you'd want to see it. Seems pretty ridiculous. And this new dam problem is great evidence as to why you should have a plan. Boy, I agree with that. You should have a plan. The city should have a plan. The county should have a plan. Rather than, let's just roll the dice. If I want to go to the craps table, I want to fly to Las Vegas. I want to get treated to the buffet, have a nice afternoon by the pool. You know, really, that's how I see it. I don't know about the rest of you, but that's what I would say. By the way, Steven Mnuchin was sworn in as Treasury Secretary. Let me throw that in here. He wasn't necessarily blocked. It's just a matter of getting through all the people. So he was peppered with the same questions so many were asked. And apparently he passed it with flying colors. The confirmation wasn't that big of a deal. Did you ever hear what a whale sounds like? Ooh, I was in a tiny, tiny boat once when a giant whale swam underneath us. It was very cool and very scary at the same time. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You know how we roll on this show, but I want to pound you with it. If you want to throw in your two cents on Michael Flynn, we'll weave it in and out. Of course we will. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney watching a terrific light show as I am broadcasting from my plush studios in the Dallas satellite facility that we have. You can hear the thunder like that. So I want you to picture this. I want to paint the picture for you as I sit here so excited, as always, to be the captain of this little ship called America Tonight. I have a 90-pound golden retriever heaving, sighing at my feet. He does not like thunderstorms. Oh. Does not like them. All right, so I wanted to talk about whales for a second. Why? Because there's a lot of interesting stories lately about whales. The sad story about in New Zealand, the mass stranding of the whales. Crazy. From afar, it just looked like, wow, those whales, there's just not a few. It's like hundreds of them is what it looked like. There were whales stranded in Golden Bay, really sad as they try to do whatever they can to save these whales. And so I'm fascinated by these creatures and the way they sound and what happens with them. And my mother, who died a few years ago, used to save her pennies to go to Hawaii because that was relaxing, you know. And she would go, and she liked the whole whale thing, so she would go when you could see the whales. And you really do. Sometimes, you know, you see them breach, you see them slap their tail on the water, and that's a mating call, the female whales, you know. So the humpback whale is 66,000 pounds, okay? 66,000 pounds. They say a humpback can live 45 to 50 years. And, you know, the length of a humpback whale, about 42 feet. So picture this. I go out on a kayak. I'm coaxed into going out on a kayak. And I'm out on a kayak with my husband, who says, oh, I kayak all the time. I used to be in the Navy. I could really kayak. And I said, okay, because I did not grow up kayaking, but I'm always game for everything. I'm in the front of the boat, and I'm thinking, whew, you got to have some killer arms to do that kayaking thing. And I'm in the front, he's in the back, and I think he was coasting, and I was pushing, you know, as hard as I could. And all of a sudden, boom, whale right underneath the boat. You see this like turquoise sheen, and that's how you know. And it's, I have to say, scary, as I think I mentioned, and incredible at the same time. And this is what a whale sounds like. Do we have our whale? We brought a whale to the studio. What's the whale saying? He's saying he remembers. He remembers when I was in Hawaii. Yeah, wanted to turn the boat over and jest. Luckily, did not do that, because that would have been really, really, really frightening. Anyway, very cool. If you ever want to see whales, I think, you know, Maine, people talk about seeing whales in Maine. I know some of you are listening to me in Washington, and on the West Coast, and on the West Coast they talk about whales. But, you know, I lived on the West Coast for a while, and I never saw any whales. But I wasn't on a massive, you know, Nat Geo search for them. So perhaps I just missed out. I don't know. But definitely in Hawaii, if you go to Maui, especially in January and the beginning of February, I think you have a pretty good chance. You have to be patient, but you do have a chance of seeing a whale. You know, if you're lucky, you have that chance. And sometimes you see a lot of them, sometimes you don't. When I went the second time, oh my gosh, just a ton of whales, some of what I described to you, where we were on a boat and there was the smacking of the tail, and you could feel almost like that vibration, I'm not kidding, and that was the mating call. Boom, 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 boom. Up and down, it was just, I mean, just wild, wild, wild to see it. All right, whales of a different sort are being talked about. And, you know, a whale can mean somebody with a lot of do, re, mi, right? So I was thinking about the markets today, and the markets were all up. They were up, 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 up. But when I say they were up, 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 I mean not record necessarily, but they were up. And, you know, we know this is what happens with the markets. Certain forecasts for stocks fall low, or they exceed expectations. Let's face it, it's all about news. Negative, positive, push, pull, whatever it is, energy stocks, healthcare companies and stocks, that kind of thing can swing depending on who's reporting and what's going on. So I was thinking about the fact that we have tax season upon us. Not my favorite. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not averse to it. It's not an aversion to it. I guess maybe none of us like that, like the whole tax thing. But because I believe a lot of you listening are entrepreneurs or self-employed or have small business, people always talk about deductions that you can take as a as a person who is self-employed. So self-insurance without a benefits package, a deduction can be pretty big, but it also saves you because of the penalty or, you know, you get penalized if you don't have it. Retirement savings, so a solo 401k, that kind of thing. Maximum thresholds based on income. It could get up to 53 for tax year 2016 or even 59,000 for people who are over the age of 50 years old. So, I mean, that's a supercharged thing you can do to boost your retirement savings. Home office deductions, I think pretty much all of us know that. The IRS allows you to declare $5 a square foot of your home for businesses up to 300 square feet, as long as it's exclusively and regularly used for business-related expenses. And tax and legal advice, so your taxes from, you know, the year before, you get a deduction for that. You know, in the end, though, it doesn't seem like it adds up to much, does it? By the time you nitpick, crawl through those deductions. I mean, hey, better than a poke in the eye, and at least some, depending on what you have that you are putting away quarterly or however you're doing it. Or it can be really pricey. It is a mixed bag, that's for sure. When we talk about taxes, you know, it seems like I have two kinds of friends. Those that call me to whine about having to pay taxes, to which people I know will say, well, congratulations, you're making enough that you have to pay taxes. Or friends that it seems like they're going to Brazil and taking riverfront cruises because they're getting such massive deductions and getting money back. And I need to shadow someone if that's happening still. I really do. Hey, I feel for you in Maine, like Sharon, who calls the show, who lives in Maine. I was looking at the snow totals and snow piled sky high, 2 feet deep, blanketing parts of the Northeast just days after the biggest storm of the season dumped 19 inches of snow in the area. Wow. So pretty nasty for some people to have to dig out of that. No fun. I said it when it was happening that, you know, it's funny. Snow is one of those things, oh, to catch a snowflake on your tongue, oh, to make a snowman, oh, a tremendous snowball flight, done. And once you've done it, then you're ready to be done with the snow, but you're never done with the snow when you live in some of those places where it can really dump on you, because you have to dig half the neighborhood out, you have to dig out your walkways, you have to dig out your car. It's a workout. I never realized that until I had to do it myself, and I broke two shovels even. The snow was so heavy, and the blizzard was so thick. Oh, it was awful. Key thing is that people not getting hurt by the snow. So in other words, people who are being sensible and taking breaks when they're out there and they're shoveling, to me, it would be such a wise thing, as somebody who'd be such a wise thing to do, right? Rather than say, oh, I can do it. Just get out of my way. Let me shovel all this stuff myself. I don't think so. So the big news, Michael Flynn is out. Apparently, the Justice Department warned the White House that Flynn could be vulnerable to Russian blackmail. Wow. More of the sort of details coming up in our last segment, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. Singing like a drummer, all around him Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a fractal of a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Across the United States, America Tonight, KD, hanging out with all of you. Let's fly out to Washington and Everett. Hi, Everett. How are you?
Hey, great. You bring back memories when you're talking about whale watching in Hawaii, because I used to live there for 5 years.
You did? So you know what I'm talking about. Those whales are incredible.
Oh, yeah. They do that in Washington State over here on Westport out here. They take tours out there and watch killer whales and all that stuff.
And are they pretty lucky with how often you get to see the whales? Because, you know, you can't control that.
Well, I think they have some kind of mating season where they just go to Alaska or something.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a joke for you.
Oh, I love jokes. Let's hear it.
Okay. How do you get three grandmas to start cussing?
How?
Fourth one yells bingo.
Oh, Dan has some competition, Everett. That was very good. Thank you for that one. And you made me think of one that I have. Okay, you want my joke? I think I'm going to be able to tell it on the air. All right, here we go. Because I'm usually not that kind of joke teller. So, a rope goes in a bar, goes up to the bartender and says, "Can I have a beer?" And the bartender says, "We don't serve ropes here." Rope turns around and makes kind of a little nod of himself and frays the top of his head and walks back up to the bar and says to the bartender, "Now can I get a beer?" And the bartender says, "Afraid not." Isn't that good? Come on. Who's in the studio to laugh? Where are you? Are you laughing tonight with me? I thought we had a live studio audience. I heard a mic open and then close. Like a sigh. Oh, just not that funny. Not that funny. Come on a scale of 1 to 10, that joke is at least a 7. At least. You got to give me that. At least a 7. Right? All right, so I'm going to bounce around a little bit. And I have to say this is interesting. You know, as I was, because I'm looking at all the samplings across the United States, as you know I do, I read the pop culture paper. I call it that because it's like eye candy. Everything's, it's like somebody colored in the paper. And that's the USA Today. Just give us the cliff notes. And then I look around and figure out what everybody else is talking about. And sometimes I tune into some of the big talk show hosts that I know locally in some of these markets, just to kind of get a sense of it. And of course, now everybody tomorrow is going to be talking about the National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigning over contacts with Russia. And Flynn's departure is a little bit of a setback for the administration because it's only 3 weeks old. But they'll get around it. That's what you, what are they going to do? That's what you do. You get around it. So the misrepresentation, what he said, he didn't realize, blah, blah, blah. That's what led to that. Not taking any chances, right? So we have the evacuation in Northern California. And then this is pretty sad. I don't know how many of you have been to Disneyland, but a fire in a Disneyland parking structure burned 8 cars, injured 7 people, and then started an evacuation there. And if you saw the burned out cars, wow. Wow. The damage, I'm surprised it wasn't more, is like close to 200,000. And you had people that had to be taken to the hospital. It happened right before 5 o'clock, and it was at the Mickey and Friends parking garage. It's a 6-level structure off Disneyland Drive, so it's pretty close to the park. That's where you would park with young kids. But they did get a lot of the, I mean, you know, they got the smoke was flying out of the parking structure. They did get the people out of there because park goers started to return to their cars about 7. Where the level where the fire broke out, they had to wait longer than that. It's interesting, but a guest who's been on this show many, many times, she's actually in the Hockey Hall of Fame, Helene Elliott, a sports columnist for the Los Angeles Times, was visiting Disneyland on Monday. Her car was parked on the floor where the fire happened. She learned about the fire while she was waiting in line for the tram to the parking structure, but the park stopped the tram when the firefighters were fighting the fire. And when she saw the fire on Twitter, she said she didn't say anything aloud. She was afraid people were going to panic. And by almost 8 o'clock where the fire had happened, the people were allowed to their cars after that. I mean, it's a massive. It's in fact, some people consider it the largest parking structure in North America. So the largest parking structure is close to Disneyland and caught on fire. Wow. Incredible. I mean, just one of those crazy things. They don't even know the reason, at least that's the latest I'm getting, for that fire. And they're lucky it wasn't a heck of a lot worse, especially at that time of day. It's a bad time for that. And there's no good time for that to happen, but a very bad time when people would be, certainly when people would be leaving the park, right? And how about, as we do some quick hits here, meaning we're almost up against it to wrap up the hour. So just a few quick hits on some stories that caught my eye. Republicans tweeted an inspirational quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln. There was just one problem. Lincoln never said it. I was reading this in the New York Times today. It's a fake Lincoln quote. Like we're in the era of faking everybody out, right? So the quote was, in celebrating the birthday of Abe Lincoln, it was a couple days ago, it was a short quote, and the quote was, "And in the end, if it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years." But there's no evidence of Lincoln saying those words. So it was taken down. The tweet was taken down early on Monday morning because of these debates over fake news and alternative facts. The error caused a ruckus. Blowback was happening all over the place because we have social media. And people immediately go to social media. So like Bill Kristol tweeted out, "The party of Lincoln tweets fake Lincoln quote." And then he writes, "It's not hard to find good ones. And it's utterly banal quote to boot. This is what it is. All's well with the GOP." And, you know, this happens sometimes. And it wasn't. Garson O'Toole, the author of Hemingway, didn't say that. The truth behind familiar quotations, wrote on his website, Quote Investigator, that the quote can probably be traced to a man named Edward Steiglitz. An advertisement for Steiglitz's book, The Second 40 Years, had that phrase. And that was back in 1947. Oops! Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.